Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to see you here at the Lord's house this morning. Everybody hear me all right? Hear me good? Okay. Got a few prayer requests here. You'll pray for Diane Locke and Tammy Everett for surgery. And pray for Dorothy McRoberts' family. She passed away. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and bring us here to your house. Bless each and every one of your people that's gathered here together, Lord. And we thank you for the privilege and blessing you've given us in this beautiful weather that we may come together here, Lord, and examine your word and draw closer unto you. Give us all hearts open to you. And Lord, that we may fix our eyes, our minds, all of our being on you and thy son Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Be with these people as they go to surgery, Lord. Send forth your healing touch upon them by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit and guide the doctors and all to be well and bring healing. Comfort that family and their loss and all those around us, Lord. But most of all, draw closer and closer to you. Those that are lost and don't know you as Savior, and use us as beacons of your grace to bring others into your fold. As we await your coming, Lord, we can all say, even so come, Lord Jesus, be with us all and bless each and every one of these people here. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. A blessing to see you here this morning. If you got your Bibles with you, if you'll turn with me to the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19, beginning with verse 11. I'll give you a second to find it there. Luke 19 and 11. Luke 19, verse 11, the Lord says, as they were listening to this, he went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem. And because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately, so he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself and then return. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds. He said to them, do business with these until I come back. But the citizens of this country hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. When he returned, having received royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to be summoned so that he might find out what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. He said to him, well done, good slave, because you have been trustworthy in this very small thing, take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. He said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. Then the other came, saying, Lord, here's your pound. I have wrapped it up in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking that I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money into the bank? Then when I returned, I could have collected it with interest. He said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. And I tell you, to all those who have, more will be given. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But for these enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to understand it together, Lord, and to glean from it, that we may be more like you, Lord, in accordance with your word. Thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness and for sending Jesus on the cross to die for our redemption, Lord. And we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to live and reign and to guide us and show us the way and to show us your word. We thank you, Lord, for that promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We come here to verse 11 once again. And the Lord tells us, as they were listening to this, he went on to to a parable because he was near Jerusalem. He's fixing to come down to Jerusalem. And because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. A lot of them was expecting the kingdom of God to come right then and that, right there. Just engulf the whole thing and drive out the Romans and take over Jerusalem and establish a kingdom right there. That's not the case, was it? Jesus was going to Jerusalem to die for our transgressions and to rise again on the third day that we may rise with him. He says that he was near Jerusalem because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. They didn't quite understand the concept of the kingdom of God. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is within us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's also around us and together with us, among us. As we follow the Lord together, where two or three are gathered together in his name, here we are. Praise God for that. He says here, suppose that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. One of these days, heaven and earth will pass away, and the world will have a new Jerusalem, new heavens, and new earth. Praise God for that. In verse 12, he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself, and then returned. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds. It says that that nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God's only Son. And he arose on the third day, and it tells us he went to the Mount of Olives sometime later, and he ascended up to heaven. And the Bible tells us in the book of Acts that in like manner he will come back again. He will come back down on the Mount of Olives, and time will be no more. We'll be there with him, all of God's children. He said there, that nobleman, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, went to a distant country. He ascended up to heaven to sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, to get royal power for himself, and then return. Jesus said he will return. We can say, even so come, Lord Jesus, as the Bible ends us in Revelation. We need to be looking for his coming. But as we're waiting on that day, we need to be living and ready for him. Because our life down here matters to live for the Lord and draw others closer to him. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. He says here, that nobleman went to a distant country. Jesus went up to heaven to get royal power for himself and then return. And we don't know when he'll return. One of these days, he will be back. Could be today, could be tonight, could be 200 years from now. We don't know, but we know one of these days, he shall return. Praise God for that. With a shout, and the last trumpet will sound, and we will rise to meet him. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we'll all be together with him forevermore. He said there in verse 13, he summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds. He summoned all 10 of these different slaves. But notice here, he gave them all the equal amount, 10 pounds, and said to them, do business with these until I come back. Each one of us has given one life to live in this world. We've all got a single life to live. We all have to choose what we're going to do with it. He told them with their pounds, with their money to do, with their lives, do business with these until I come back. What did Jesus say when they found him in the temple? He said, you should have known that I should be about my Father's business. We need to be about the Father's business down here below. Every day, living for him. What are we centering our lives on? Is it about doing the Lord's will and the Lord's work everywhere we go? The Bible says he's with us wherever we go. So we need to be about his business. Wherever we go, do business with these until I come back. Until Jesus comes back or we meet him in death. We need to be about the Father's business. What does the Word of God tell us to do? What does the Holy Spirit bidding us to do? We need to be listening, being about the Father's business. Each one of us has been given one single life to live down here below. And what are we going to do with it? We're going to use it to seek those things which perish and passeth away. Or are we going to use it to seek our Heavenly Father and follow him and lay up treasures in heaven where the moth will not corrupt and the rust doesn't rust it away? He says, do business with these until I come back. He entrusted them. God's given us. And to whom much is given, much is required, the Bible says. We have been given so much in this great nation. So much as God's people. We are required of very much as his people. Lord, help us. In verse 14, he says, but the citizens of this country hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. There's always those people that hate the Lord Jesus Christ, that hate the ways of God, that hate the Word of God. So many people around us taking the In God We Trust off of things in America, taking the Lord's name out of the Pledge of Allegiance, taking it out of their lives first and foremost. So much godlessness in this world. It's the same thing. These citizens of his country, citizens of this country down here below, of this world, our citizenship, our final one is not here in this great nation. We're blessed to live here in America. Praise God for that. But our final home is not here on this world. Our final home is the New Jerusalem with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God our Father, where there will be no darkness, no weeping nor pining, nor wickedness, no sin. The New Jerusalem, the citizens of this country, we're just passing through this world. The Bible tells us elsewhere in Peter to use this time of exile. We're in exile down here below, waiting till we can go into heaven, New Jerusalem, with our Heavenly Father. While we're in exile, we need to be using this time to follow God with fear and reverence and love and show His love to those around us. The citizens of this country, they hated Him and sent a delegation after Him, saying, "We don't want this man to rule over us. People don't want Jesus to rule over them." But He does. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He rules all things. He's holding this world together. But God gives us that free choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Are you going to serve the Lord or serve the ways of this world? You can't do both. They don't mix together. They can't live in the same vessel. We got to choose. There's only room for one to rule our hearts and minds and our lives. It's either ourself, the devil, or something else in this world. Or it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are we at? Where's our home? Praise God, it can be with Jesus for all eternity. We do not want this man to rule over us. They didn't want him to rule. A lot of people can profess Jesus with their lips, but their heart's far from him, just like the Pharisees. They knew all the Word of God in their mind, but they didn't know it in their hearts. They didn't know the truth by the Holy Spirit. They didn't know it. They didn't know God. They knew all about Him. They could recite you whole books of the Bible, but they didn't know Him truly with saving faith. We got to know Him with saving faith and allow Him to rule over us. Submit ourselves to God. The Bible tells us in verse 15, when he returned, having received royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to be summoned so that he might find out what he had gained by trading, what they had done with their lives, what they had done with what had been entrusted to him. God's given us our life. What have we doing that's been entrusted to us? Are we using it for righteousness through the Holy Spirit, or for something else? He said there, he returned. Jesus is going to return having received royal power. The first time he came in a mortal body to die on the cross for us. Born in a manger as we celebrate at Christmas time. Praise God for that. He was the Lamb of God. As John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. He died for our transgression. By his stripes we're healed," Isaiah tells us. Praise God. But next time he's coming, he's not coming back that way. He's coming with great power and great glory, the Bible tells us. When he returned, having received royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money. He ordered them. The Bible tells us about the separating of the sheep and the goats. His sheep, his children, will go with him for eternity to be with him. God's family in heaven where there's no darkness. The goats, those that didn't know him, will be separated and sent to perdition, which is destruction, the place called hell. But God didn't want anybody there. He wants everybody in heaven. But he gives a free choice to all those. He says, "Come unto me, come to the cross, receive him by faith. Without that, no one will see the Lord. Without that, it's only the goats, it's only destruction, it's only perdition. But we receive him by faith." He gives us, receive royal power, he says here. When he had given money, he summoned so that they might find out what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, "Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. What God had given them, he used it as he was supposed to. He says here, he said to him, "Well done, good slave. Because you've been trustworthy in a very small thing, take charge of 10 cities. Jesus said to them in the same passage, he talks about judgment day, "What you did to the least of these, those in need, is what you're doing to me." If you're helping those around us, showing his love, not just physically, but spiritually, showing what we need in the Word of God, in faith in Jesus Christ, that's when we're doing it to him, showing him kindness, those around us. The Bible tells us that sometimes people's entertainment angels down here below by feeding what seemed like it was someone that didn't have nothing. Either way, we're doing it for the Lord and for that person to help them and show love. He said here, first came forward and said, "Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. They were faithful in it. And Jesus says here, "Well done, good slave." We want to be able to say, listen to God, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's what we want to hear from Heavenly Father more than anything. Down here below, there's a lot of praise you can get. But in the end of days, it means nothing. You can be seeking the ways of the world, the wealth of the world, the glory of the world. Carve out a name, a title, as that hymn says. If you go down here to some of these beautiful old cemeteries, some of them will have huge tombstones. I've saw some that's almost as high as that power pole. What's it mean in the end? It means nothing. It's a fancy rock. Because when we die, we have nothing. Bible tells us that we brought nothing into this world. You can be sure that you will bring nothing out of it. We're living for the Lord, for His ways. For His ways are higher than our ways. We're following Him. We'll be with Him for eternity. We'll be with Him with a heavenly reward. Like we said, the treasures in heaven, Jesus said, lay them up there. It's worth it. It doesn't pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never fail. He said, they're well done, good slave. We want to be seeking. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear from God, by being faithful to Him. Everybody in the entire world, everybody can be faithful. There's a lot of things I can't do. There's a lot of things you can't do. There's things in this world we can't do. But there's one thing we can all do, and that's be faithful. God allows us all to be faithful to Him. Thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace, Jesus said. When He healed somebody, it was thy faith made thee whole, He said. Faith in Him, believing in Him. How many things could we have because we haven't bothered asking and having faith in God? You want more of God? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. By faith we're made whole. By faith we're sanctified. By faith Abraham was saved. By faith we're saved. And we're sanctified by that saving faith. Well done, good slave, because you've been trustworthy in a very small thing. Take charge of 10 cities. Everything we do, from the smallest thing to the greatest feat, we should be doing for God's glory. If we can't do it for His glory, we need it out of our lives and to repent of it. Lord, help us. Well done, good slave. Faithful and trustworthy in a very small thing. Take charge of 10 cities. God sees us everywhere, and we want to live for Him. With everything we got, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and thy strength. And love thy neighbor as thyself. On these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We want to love God with all our being, everything we got, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And we're trustworthy in everything. Lord, help us to do that. In verse 18, the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. He said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. He was faithful in that. So he gave him. But he wasn't quite as trustworthy. You notice the first slave, the first servant, faithful in small thing, takes charge of 10 cities because he was living his life fully, truly, 100% for God. This person was doing a little less, he says. Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. He said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. Different reward for him there. So he didn't give all everything he's got. Are you holding anything back? You know, the Bible tells us that those who are forgiven more love God more. Is there something in your heart that you're holding away from God? Some sin in your life? Some little bit of the world, some little bit of the ways of Egypt that's holding up back in your life, in your heart. Give it to God and you'll love Him all the more. Give yourself to God fully and 100%. Jesus didn't hold back when He died on the cross of Calvary for us. And He's not holding back the Holy Spirit from our lives. The Bible says our cup can overflow. May our cup overflow with the power of God's Holy Spirit. He says here, when we have to give it to Him, He says here, He said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. In verse 20, then the other came, saying, Lord, here's your pound. I wrapped it up in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. They just hid it up, hid it under a bushel, and didn't use it for glory. He said to him, I will judge you by your own words. You wicked slave, you knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow. He's using his own words against him. What he said, his excuse for not serving the Lord, his excuse for hiding up and not following his instructions, not doing what he's told. What did he say? He summoned 10 of his slaves in verse 13 and gave them 10 pounds and said to him, do business with these until I come back. He didn't tell them, go hide it away and don't follow the instructions. He didn't follow the instruction. God gives us instructions that we're to live for Him with all our hearts, minds, soul, and strength and follow Him. Live by the words. This slave didn't do that. I will judge you by your own words, because he had a warped view of what the master was. He didn't listen to what the master had to say. We need to listen to what God has to say. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the Bible tells us. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Praise God for that. He says here, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put money into the bank? Then when I returned, I could have collected it with interest. He could have done the very least of things. He could have at least done something, but he didn't do anything for his master. Are you going to do something for the Lord? God's entrusted us with our lives. Are you going to use it? What are you going to do with it? Faithful and few He's faithful in much. Be faithful to God. He said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. He did nothing for the Lord because he didn't truly trust him. He didn't truly believe him. Take it away from him. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, to all those who have, more will be given. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. He's not talking about physical mammon, physical money here in this world. He's talking about the things not of this world, the treasures in heaven. Even what they will be taken away, because they weren't building up, laying up treasures in heaven. They weren't listening to God, doing it for God's way. They were living by their own way. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. What a sad, sad day. What a terrible thing. Heaven and earth pass away, but my words will never fail, the Bible tells us. There will be a great multitude when Jesus comes back. Didn't want him to be king. Didn't want to follow him. Continuously rejected him. He's the one that loves us the most. Why reject him? Why throw him away? He's calling all men unto him. Come and find rest. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you, the Bible says elsewhere. We don't have to be standing in that crowd. We can stand with the saints of God as God's children and be welcomed into rest. We see here this parable where that great nobleman is Jesus Christ our Lord, and the slaves are to be God's children. The Christians follow God. But we notice here this last one here. He didn't follow instructions and he fell away. He didn't stay close to what God told him. He didn't listen to instructions that God had given him. We need to stay close to God's instructions. We are not of them that fall back into perdition, the Bible tells us in Hebrews. We don't want to be falling away back to the ways of the world. We want to stay close to God in His ways. His ways, like we said, are higher than our ways. And these citizens here, it says, they're the lost people in this world. People that we, as God's children, are supposed to be faithful to show God's love to and show His truth to by the Word of God. Like the hymn says, I mentioned a lot, by the living Word of God we shall prevail. And by His Word is truth. Sanctify them by Thy truth. Now he says here, after He had said this, He went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. He told them this parable, then headed on to Jerusalem. We need to heed this word, listen. Listen to what God's trying to tell us. Because down in here, when he entered Jerusalem, they said, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, order your disciples to stop. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. Brothers and sisters, we need not be silent. We need not take our pound and hide it away. We need to be out here living, being about the Father's business. The same people that said, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. No doubt many of those may have been there hollering, crucify him. Changed so quickly over the course of a short amount of time. But in the end of days, Jesus will come back out of the eastern sky. Time will be no more. This world's passed away. It'll be done for. And what will God find us doing? He says, the Son of Man shall come like a thief in the night. We need to be prepared. Being about our Father's business. He said, there, do business with these until I come back. God's given me a life, He's given you a life. We need to be living for God, doing His bidding and His business down here below. Sometimes we get wrapped up in things that don't really matter, trivial things, things that'll just pass away in the end. We can focus our life on something down here, some kind of problem seems huge for us. For Almighty God, it's nothing. It's just like a bunch of sand. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing's too small for God. We need to give everything to God. Is anything too hard for God? Father God told Sarah and Abraham, nothing's too hard for God. So what are we doing with our talents? What are we doing with our pounds? What are we doing with our lives down here below? God's told us plainly in this parable what we ought to be doing. We ought to be doing everything to the glory of God the Father. Whatever we're doing, we should do it for Him. If we can't do it for Him, we don't need not be doing it. God's given us this book right here. Every one of us can be faithful. as that first slave was. Faithful in very little. He was trustworthy. God trusted him because he was faithful to God. Let's all be faithful and live our lives trusting God, trusting the Lord with all our heart, following Him, leaning not on our own understanding, but leaning on the Word of God and listening to Him. Let's all bow our heads. I want to ask you, examine yourself. Look at your life. Look at this past week. Have you been faithful in what God has given you in your life? All the opportunities. We've got so many areas in our life that God's given us. He's given us at home. He's given us when we're out in town, running errands or whatever we're doing. He's given us when we're working, when we're here at church. He's given us all these different areas in our lives. So we have the choice to make if we're going to be faithful in each area. Ask yourself, is there an area in your life where you're not being faithful? You may be like the second slave. He's being faithful in some of it, but not quite all of it. We won't be like the first one. Faithful, trustworthy, and true. We can't do it on our own. We can only do it by relying on Him. Faith is how we're saved, and faith is how we're sanctified. By trusting God, that our God will supply all our needs, that we can trust in His riches and mercy and grace to show us forth, the Holy Spirit to guide us, and the Word to lead us. Take a moment and examine yourself and your life. Is there a certain area where you're not being all the way faithful? And give it to God and speak with Him. Lord, we thank You for the cross, where Thy Son Jesus Christ shed His blood for us and made a way for all people to come unto Him and will accept it, Lord. We thank You that You said, if You'd be lifted up, You'd draw all men unto You. Lord, we thank You that You're drawing and calling all people to come unto You. Lord, help everyone to answer that call and use us to be faithful servants, knowing that we are bought with a price, that precious blood. Help us to live for You and be faithful with our lives, Lord. Every corner of our lives be in accordance with Your Word, Father. Bless each and every one of these people that's come here to church this morning, Lord. We thank You for their presence here and thank You for their love for You. Help them, each and every person, to be faithful in everything. And Lord, help us to be faithful in the few and faithful in the great things. Lord, we're asking You to guide us by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can do this, Lord, is by Your Spirit and by Your Word. We thank You, Father, for that blessed promise. As we look again to Your coming, help us to be ready and faithful when we find us, Lord. Help us when You find us, when You come back, or when it's our time to pass away, that we will be found faithful in Your sight, living for You, and going on to salvation, Lord. We thank You so much. Bless us as we depart from this place, that everywhere we go this week, we may be beacons of Your grace and Your love and Your truth, Lord, to live for the whole gospel, Your whole counsel. And bless us to do that through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. It's been a blessing to be here with you in our Father's house and examine the Word of God. Let's be faithful in everything that God's entrusted us with, wherever we're going. God bless you all, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.